The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. She's the smartest girl on the show.
I have a question.
It's News-ish with Betty Rock on The Wally Show.
Doctors always say getting 8 hours of sleep is what your body needs to feel less irritable and to be able to focus on the things you need, like school or work. I mean, it's important. And while older generations have tried and failed, the younger generation is winning.
How so?
Well, I found this article that claims 20-somethings, so people like Gavin, are starting a trend. That's the trick, starting a trend, by posting videos of them going to bed between 9 and 10 p.m. and calling it, quote, old people bedtime.
That's how they'll get other people to do it. It's a trend. It's trending. I'm going to bed at nine now.
Exactly. Man. Well, doctors say the younger generation has learned the link between good health and sleep, so they make it more of a priority than
the
older.
Or they're lazy.
There's the older generation, a little bit crabby, needing more sleep.
Exactly.
But you're asking, how do they accomplish this? Well, some speculate it could be because, first, they don't have any kids yet. And we all know, as you get older, you're going to have kids, and then those kids will always keep you awake. And then the second, there are more jobs available that allow working from home. So that means there's more time spent doing the things that you need to get done and less stuck in traffic.
You are pretty religious about getting 8 hours of sleep. Now,
yes.
Would you do that if it was not this job? Because this job, we get up so early for, like, I go to bed at 9. I used to go to bed at the same time with my daughter all the way through, like, junior high. And then when she was in high school, she stayed up, like, an hour later than me, you know? And it's like, I've always done this because of the job. Otherwise, I'm a night owl.
I'm a night owl, too, but I love my sleep. And so I think that no matter what job I had, whatever time frame it was, I would always make sure I got my 8 hours.
Yeah, you do love to sleep. You've turned it into an art form.
Me and my pillow are the bestest of friends.
Yeah, if you could get, like, find a way to turn that into a job.
Right?
Like, yeah, it'd be pretty great for you.
Are you offering something?
No, you and my wife both would, like,
right?
You got to start a cottage industry and find a way to make this pay.
Love it.
No, I love to stay up late. Like, I used to always, I actually think really good creatively at 1 or 2 in the morning. And that's when I used to write a bunch of stuff.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I like that time, but this job does not afford me that luxury.
Mm-mm.
So I got to get my 8 hours too. Well, I don't really focus on beauty sleep,
you know?
Yeah, because I mean, what's it gonna do? It's not gonna help at all. But I definitely have to go to bed early so I can function as a human when I come in and do this job. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little hashtag your weekend where you give us a creative hashtag about something that happened. And based on that hashtag, we'll try to guess what went down. And so mine is hashtag old man move.
Oh, old man move?
Move. Yeah. Mm. Hashtag old man move.
Well, you are an old man.
Okay, so you're on the right track. It does involve me.
Okay. I think that you... this is classic Wally. I think you needed to move something in your home, and you didn't trust your wife to help you with it.
Yeah.
You always think you can handle everything on
your
own.
She lacks total upper body strength. We tried to carry a couch in one day, and she was just like, I can't! And then, like, no warning, just drops it. My neighbor from 3 houses down comes running over, and she's laughing the whole time. And so, yeah, I have reason to not trust her.
So I think that you were trying to move something all on your own. Then your sciatica started acting up, and then your gout started acting up.
Wow.
So pretty much it's just an old man move.
Yeah, no, I don't actually, but thank you.
He does now.
Yeah, no, that is not correct, but thank you for playing. Gavin.
I'll go down the route of dance move.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say you were at church.
Sure.
And they introduced a new song.
Someone handed me a tambourine and we're off to the races.
And you started a new, you know, worship move, something in that realm.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'm a hands in the pocket guy, like during worship. No, old man move. I got a text saying, hey, there was a suspicious login to your mail account. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Okay, I know not to click a text. Don't ever click those links because it's always a phishing scam and you get burned. So then I go to my email program. I'm like, oh, there's one here too. This must be legit. So I click on it because it looks like a normal thing. I mean, it looked good. Like, it looked really good.
It did.
I'm telling you, it did. It even said, like, Google/sign-ins. Everything was spelled right. It wasn't any weirdness. There was no miss. Like, the language wasn't broken English.
Sure.
Then I click on it.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, and I'm on my phone, and I click on it. And I'm like, dude, you know better than this. What are you doing? Stop. So I stop. And I'm like, okay, stop. But then I just swiped up, but I didn't close out of mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm driving home, and I go to link my car to my phone to my car, and the Bluetooth won't work. Then the wireless won't work. My phone, in all intents and purposes, is like kind of dead, other than being a phone.
You fell for a spam.
I know. Oh, and so, like,
classic old man move.
I know. See, exactly. I call my wife. I'm like, check our accounts, make sure nothing weird is going on with our accounts.
Because I just clicked on something that I shouldn't have.
I know that, and I know better. So then she's like, turn your phone off. I'm like, oh no. Like, that, they always say when you turn your phone off, bad things happen. But I'm like, I got no choice.
Who's they? I've never heard that.
The people that try to help you avoid scams.
Is this another old man thing?
No. Like, because I turned it off and back on, and fortunately it fixed it.
Sure,
so
it did.
So I still don't know if I'm being depleted of my finances or if they have somehow managed to find that secret email I have on my phone that says passwords.
Right. Clever.
I know.
Clever.
Oh, boy. So anyway, that was my weekend. Very stressful for me.
It's good to know, Gavin, that we got in.
Our
email worked.
So what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us a creative hashtag, and we'll try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Crowning.
Okay. Hashtag crowning. I'm hoping this isn't a baby thing. I'm going to say that you helped the homeless this weekend, and you did the right thing, and you're hoping that you'll get an extra crown for the crowning ceremony in heaven.
Nice.
Not quite,
okay.
I think that you tried to do an art project with your kids. You know, where you take the crowns and then you like melt them with the hair dryer.
You can't say crayons. You say crown. She's talking about like not crayons.
Did you say, Danny?
Crowns. Crowning. Not crayoning.
Wait, let her say it. What'd she say?
Crowning.
Sounds like she's saying crowning.
No,
so I'm
going to
go with what I would suggest is that you did an art project with your kids and you took the crowns, tried to melt them.
The crowns.
It didn't work out, and now you're not going to crown anymore.
Crayons. They're called crayons.
Got it.
Danny, is that... That's not right. Okay, so Danny, let's just go with what happened with you.
So I was at church yesterday, and I was chewing my gum, and my crown came off my tooth.
Oh,
no.
That is the worst. Did you bite it again, too, as you were chewing?
Yeah, I felt the clink, and I gave my husband a very odd look, and there we go.
I know. That's the worst, because then you're like, okay, I can't get into the dentist today, and it'll probably be another couple days, and then you got to go and spend money to get it fixed.
Eesh.
My teeth are so brittle, like, for so long. I've broken a tooth on a chocolate chip cookie and a soft batch. So I understand dental pain immensely.
Oh, man. So, Danny, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing okay. Keep some brace wax over it.
You know what you should do? Take some crayons and fashion a crown out of your crayons.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have Support Drive coming up on Friday. We're kicking it off, the first one of the year, and so it's very important to start off right. And so we've had some people that have said, hey, we understand that. We believe in the ministry that happens here every day, and so we want to throw a little bonus round, a little incentive to people to maybe get involved a little bit early to give us that head start, because who doesn't want a head start? I always need a head start in a foot race.
Right.
Like, please. I
give
I need
me just, like... 50 feet ahead of everyone
else. At least 50 feet. I'm not the slowest runner. I have tiny legs. Even for as tall as I am, I have small legs. Maybe my legs are while I'm short. But you need that head start to get going. And so you may not even really be aware of this, but the reason that WayFM exists to be here 24/7 for you and your family is that it's crowdfunded. It's people like you that in essence subscribe to WayFM with that monthly gift, and it makes a huge difference to keep your WayFM on the air for you and for other people as well. I was literally last night laying in bed thinking about this as I was going to sleep, and I was so thankful for the opportunity to do this every day and the fact that people like understand the importance of this because they know they can get it for free. They're not dumb. Mm-hmm. People that support this ministry, it's not like, you know, you're like, hey, do they know? Do they know they could just get it for free? Because we all want free stuff. But they don't have to pay for it. It's just there. Well, it's only there because other people say this has value and has merit and it works and it's important to me. And they choose to support it. So that, to me, it makes me humbled mm-hmm. by the fact that anyone would support this ministry and have been so faithful for 30-plus years. So if you're one of those people that's already supporting, thank you so, so much. If you haven't yet, maybe you want to get ahead on this pre-support drive match that's going on. $20,000 has been put up, right, Rock?
Yes, that's a lot of money. $20,000. So to help us get this accomplished, we're looking for the first 100 people doing their best monthly gift. 100 people that's with it. The best monthly gift. If you can be one of those people that's like, hey, I want to do my part in supporting my WayFM, all you got to do is text the word give, G-I-V-E, give to 91979, or you can simply go to wayfm.com and do the same thing there.
Yeah, and you can join a group of people that choose to say, I want some goodness in this world and in my life and to make a difference in other people's lives. And it's a pretty amazing thing that happens, and we can't thank you enough. So again, you can just text the word give to 91979 and we'll send you a link and you can be part of unlocking $20,000 before we even get to support drive.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So we started a new series on love, which seems appropriate around this time with Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, we have love songs, we have rom-coms, we have romance novels. Why? Well, because the truth is, deep down inside, we all want to be loved. But what the world's perspective is on love is completely different than God's. Love was God's idea. Like, right from the beginning, he created it. It was perfect until Adam and Eve kind of messed it up by not following the rules or staying in the boundaries that God had set up. And if you want to know real love, you really need to know God, because in the Bible it talks about God is love. And so the world tries to sell us on a cheap imitation of love, and it's called lust. You know, it's all about what can you do for me, and it destroys real love. It breaks up relationships. It destroys families. And the world right now especially is like, love who you want to do. Love any way you want to do. Just do whatever you want to do. Whatever makes you feel good. But that never ends well. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that until you're in the middle of it. And the thing that seemed like the best idea and the best version of love at the time always ends with you being empty if you don't know God. And so we have to set boundaries in relationships just like God set them up in the beginning. Men have to guard their eyes, women need to guard their hearts, and both have to guard their minds. Because sin always starts with a temptation, you know, and it's a thought. And when you give it space in your mind, it grows, and the more you feed it, it grows and grows and grows until we step out of God's plan for love. And one point that our pastor made that I thought was crazy is we only have one word for love in the English language. Hmm. It's just love. But you can love God, you can love your spouse, you can love pizza. You know, but it's all the same. You know, we have one word that says it's all the same. No wonder our view of love is distorted. Mm. Because if you love God and love pizza,
yeah,
those two things do not equate.
I see what you're saying. Instead, you just should say, I like pizza.
Yeah. We don't have a way to distinguish the depths of love.
Oh, right.
You know, and in Greek, they have four different words for it. And so, like, that's why in the Bible, you know, when they're talking about, when Jesus is talking to Peter, says, do you love me? He says, do you agape me? Do you love me? Not like you love pizza, but do you love me? You know?
Yeah.
And so that's one of those things that I think it's hurt us in a lot of ways, you know, because there's no difference in the word. It gets blurry. And in our version, love is trivialized, sexualized, sensationalized, marginalized, and even weaponized, you know. And the Bible says that love is the evidence of our relationship with God. And no one I know has ever seen God, but they should be able to see God in me. And the way they do that is through the way that we love. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you out if you're wondering about this kind of stuff. And that's your Monday School for today.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Who needs an expert opinion when Wally is an expert at sharing his?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So there's controversy in Spain over a picture of Jesus, and not like it would be here because, God forbid, you put a picture of Jesus in public, but it's more so how the picture itself looks. The picture depicts a young, handsome Jesus, no shirt. He's not jacked, but he's in good shape. But it unleashed a storm of controversy, calling it an affront to the figure of Christ.
Why is this even needed? Like, why do we need a shirtless picture of...
Well, I don't 100% know. I mean, on the cross he is. He's not on the cross here, but yeah.
Him standing.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the picture. I want you to... You haven't seen it yet. I'm going to let you and Gavin look at this right now and just get your reaction to it, okay? And so
ready?
On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
No.
It does feel... It feels odd.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, what are your... This is art. So what are your reactions to it? You got to verbalize it. What are you feeling, Betty?
It looks like Jared Leto.
Yes! I was thinking that same thing.
No, he looks like that magician guy that dated Katy Perry.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand? Maybe
the comedian.
Maybe a combination of both.
I thought the same thing, and then I even thought a little Brandon Lake in there.
Does he have a thing on his hand?
That's the scars in his hand, and then on his side that he's pointing
that's
to.
That's accurate.
There's just something... Yeah. Creepy
okay.
about it.
It looks like an Abercrombie & Fitch commercial. That's the weird thing about it. Like, it looks like an ad.
I don't like it.
And some critics have said that he looks effeminate, which is unfortunate for the model, the artist's son who modeled for it.
Oops.
But the poster was designed for Holy Week in Spain. I love that there's a place where they actually have a Holy Week.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's a story for another day, though. But it does bring up the question in my mind of, what did Jesus really look like? I mean, God sent his son to earth, and in doing so, did he, like, consider and weigh out what he should look like? And, like, did he send him, like, okay, I want him to be really good-looking because that people respond to good-looking people and in power, you know, and, like, look at all of our celebrities and people we idolize. Mm-hmm. Most of them are good-looking. Or did he send him as an everyman so he would blend in? Or did he send him and make him a little homely so that his message would stand out and people would love him for the message and he wasn't a looker, you know?
I think that's what it was.
I mean, he came humbly and not as a, you know, triumphant ruler like the Jews were looking for at the time. So I would tend to think he looked more everyman or even slightly a little dowdy, you know? I don't know. But he certainly wasn't jacked like that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't call this jacked, but I
he's
would.
He's not a shape. Model.
He's in shape.
It just... I gotta stop.
Quit looking at it, Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. It creeps me out.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and a big part of our faith is sharing that faith with other people. And I'd gotten this email from this lady, and she was kind of wrestling through something. She says, I've always been a youth leader at our church, and, you know, it was a big deal for me to be an example in, you know, like my kids' lives and to the kids that were going to the church, you know, and I had, you know, made a difference in all these kids' lives. But then, like, her son, it didn't seem to land with him, you know. But then there was somebody else that came into the church that he really connected with and ended up, you know, getting saved. And she kind of felt like bad, like that should have been my job, or why wasn't I able to do that? And then she had this realization that, you know, her job was to plant the seeds, and it's not a win-loss record, you know. It's like she was doing her job by having her kid in church, by being a good example. And then when this other person came through, the harvest was, you know, that's a biblical metaphor, was, you know, then reaped, you know. But she kind of wrestled through that.
Well, and
a little bit.
She could have been that person for someone else's kid, you know, like maybe they couldn't get through as a parent, but she could as someone outside of the family.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy. He's an apologist. His name's Greg Kokel, and he has a book called Street Smarts, and it's about effectively sharing your faith with people. It was really fascinating, and we're going to have more of that coming up in the future, but here was a little excerpt of him talking about this exact thing that this lady was feeling.
What I'm advocating here is gardening. It's sowing seeds, if you want to use a little bit more biblical metaphor, but the harvest will take care of itself if the gardening is done well, and that's what we see in the New Testament. We don't see altar calls. We don't see people being challenged to pray to receive Christ. We see gardening.
Yeah, it was people living out their faith and loving people well and sharing their faith, but it wasn't like there weren't these big dramatic moments, you know. It was life done one-on-one, you know, and I think that that's a really cool thing, because you never know the seeds that you've planted with somebody and where it goes, you know. And so that's really what I want to talk about today is, like, what was the situation, or who was that person that planted the seed in you that maybe years later you ended up getting saved? And, like, did you ever get a chance to tell them, you know, thank you and let them know? Or is it just one of those things they'll never know, but you're grateful that they invested in you?
And I think this will be cool stories to hear, because there's some of us that feel like we don't know how to share our testimony with others. Yeah. And maybe it's just as simple as planting that seed. Just telling someone what God has done for you, or just leading by your own actions, can say a lot more than your words can.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on. You're kind of the lifeblood of the show, honestly. And so thank you for being a part of it. But 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to share your story now. So did somebody ever do that for you? And did you ever get to share with them later that, you know, they made a difference in your life?
Most of my life I went to church as a kid. And I started going to the church that I go to now when I was about 17 years old. And I lost my mom, and so I fell away from the church. But my youth pastor and his wife stepped in, and they were praying for me all throughout my time in the world, you know what I mean? And so now I go back to the church, and he is my pastor now.
What's cool about that, too, is your church sounds pretty stable, because a lot of times youth pastors are very transient, and they are somewhere for a couple years. One parent gets mad, starts an uproar, and then they're gone, you know. And so the fact that he made it through being a youth pastor and is now the pastor of your church, to see some of his work with the kids come to fruition in your life is really special.
Yeah, he's a really special person, and I'm thankful he's my pastor.
Well, and it goes to show, too, that when you're working with kids, that you don't have to, you know, beat them down with this message, that you can just let them know that you're praying for them. I mean, that obviously worked for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they were always just so loving and caring and just genuinely good people.
Yeah, leading with love. You can't go wrong with that. Well, Pat, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
Did somebody, you know, like plant some seeds in you that maybe they didn't get to see you come to faith?
Oh, definitely. When I was 6 or 7, I started going to a little neighborhood Bible school, and the lady who ran it, her name's Marlene Siebold, and she even told me, you know, keep looking up to Jesus. And so walking home, I was looking up to Jesus, and I tripped and fell on the curb.
Oh. Thanks, Marlene.
But I went to her Bible club until we moved out of state when I was, I think, 11 or 12. And when I was 14, we started going to church, and I already knew, of course there's a God. I know there's a God that loves me. Marlene told me. And so I actually came to know the Lord when I was in 9th grade. And as a young adult, I called Marlene. I found her online. You know, the internet was getting more common. And I was actually to talk to her and thank her and tell her that I, you know, that I came to know the Lord and I lived my life for Jesus.
And I actually got the same curriculum that she had used when I was little and had my own Bible school for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
That had to make her feel so good. That, like, because a lot of times, you know, you invest in somebody, but you never get to see how it came out and how they turned out. So I love that you got to actually share the story of the impact she made on you. But then also, then you just continued that legacy of hers in your own life. And then another kid will probably do the same thing because of you. That's awesome.
I certainly hope so. You know, when we serve God, we just have to give that to Him and trust that He's going to grow those seeds.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show with us today, Rose. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you both.
It's been really cool for me to be here for 16 years and get to see the similar story being told time and time and time again of people that listened to WayFM when they were younger, and it planted those seeds, and then they came to faith later on. And I love that. And it's only there because people support this ministry. Keep it going. Keep it on the air. And it's pretty cool. We have Support Drive coming up in start Friday. But before that, we've had some other people that said, hey, we want to challenge people to get involved early with us. And they're doing a $20,000 match, looking for people just like you that will do their best monthly gift, whatever it looks like. If it's $20 a month, great. If it's $40 a month, $100 a month, whatever it looks like for you, just know you'll be part of adding $20,000 to the total before we even start. And that just, it helps us do more and more ministry, reach more and more people, because ultimately that's what this whole thing is about. And I love when people understand that. If you want to get involved, just text the word give. That's G-I-V-E, give, to 91979, and we will send you a link. Who did that for you, and did you ever get a chance to thank them?
Yeah, actually, it was a boss of mine who became a friend. And while I was working for them, I found out they were Christians. They were very loving, but they weren't in my face about it. And the wife had bought a book that she wasn't interested in, and she said I might be. Now, at the time, I was an atheist, like at Dawkins level, and an apologist for atheism. But the book was The Case for Christ.
Oh, by Lee Strobel.
Yeah, and I read that book in detail, and I even read the books in the footnotes. And I remember one day I was alone in the store, and I finished the book, and I put it down and said, my goodness, I have a decision to make. I have the facts and the answers. I know Christ is real. I know salvation is achievable. I have to decide, do I follow the logic, or do I ignore it? So I was saved logically rather than in the heart, because as atheists, we would sit there and just pat each other on the back for being so smart. We never thought to seek out the actual answers to our questions.
See, I get you talking about the logic, because we talk about faith being this emotional heart thing. But for me, there were a lot of logical questions that I kind of needed answers to, or at least to get settled in my brain to then come to faith in Christ.
Well, I got emotional after the logic kicked in. Once I realized
Absolutely.
That I was sinful in God's eyes, then I felt the need for repentance.
Absolutely.
So one led to the other.
That's a great point, man. Well, David, I really appreciate you being on. And this is the reason we have these conversations, because I know there's somebody that's probably listening right now, because believe it or not, we have people that listen that aren't believers. And it's one of those things that might have just resonated with them. They're like, that's exactly where I'm at. I'm even going to go get that book and check it out. So thank you for being on the show with us today, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like, you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Serving it sunny side up. It's News-ish with Betty Rock on The Wally Show.
So Betty's got some news for us here.
I do?
Yeah, it's news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, whenever we were yelling, Betty.
But it's my news.
Oh, it's Gavin. I'm sorry. I'm like, so you were so concerned about Betty being gone, and where's Betty? I was thinking we were doing Betty's news. Okay. Oh, and she's not important today in this story.
No, she
is. This is you, Gavin. You got me all sidetracked.
That's maybe my fault?
Yeah, 100% that's your fault. Okay.
I'll start, though.
Gavin, so, news, go.
On this show, I am the primary coffee drinker of our bunch. Drink like two or three cups a day. Yeah. But when we go to breakfast and we get Dunkin', you, Wally, do generally join me in the coffee world.
Yes, the beast is what I call it. It's a large Dunkin' coffee with 6 cream, 6 liquid cane sugar, and 6 pumps of caramel, and liquid foam on the top, sweet cream foam. It's delicious.
It's a lot of sugar, but it's also a lot of caffeine. And so I am talking about like a bunch of these different coffees that have a ton of caffeine in them, and I'm going to list those out. But first, I wanted to dive into the beast's total of caffeine. And just before I go into this, it's a lot of numbers here, a lot of math.
Sure.
The normal adult should only have about 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's
A day?
That's what it's recommended to be.
Oh, my coffee's got to be twice that.
I want to know, how much caffeine do you guys think is in a large iced cold coffee from Dunkin'?
So the large normal one, if they know you're not supposed to have over 400, they're going to not give you too much more. 401. They're going to miss you by the daily amount by just a little bit.
Nah, I think they're going with like 550.
They're going to, they double down. Like, forget health. You're at Dunkin' Donuts anyway. Here you go.
I think they are still saying forget health because it is 469 milligrams of caffeine.
All right.
So again, you're just kind of breezing past, and that's the only thing you usually have in a day. You don't have that and then two other things.
No, like I won't then drink a bunch of sodas and stuff like that. So I get my daily
allowance. I mean, you have in the past.
I have in the past. I'm not now.
But like I said, I found a list of other coffees that have an abnormally large amount of caffeine per cup, and I'm going per 12-ounce cup, which is a normal, regular coffee cup. So there's one brand, it's called Band Coffee. Then they, per one 12-ounce cup, 474 milligrams.
Oh, so that's only just a smidge more than Dunkin's.
But
large.
Only having one cup.
Yeah, in a much smaller cup. This one is called Death Wish Coffee. It has 728 milligrams.
That's wrong.
I'm only halfway through these numbers. There is Biohazard Coffee, 928.
What? No! How can they sell that?
I am curious because I tried to see if there was some legal limit, and I couldn't find what the legal limit is or if there is one. But then you have Very Strong Coffee, which is just their name. They go right down the middle.
Very Strong.
1,350 milligrams per cup.
That
it
is crazy.
Listed as the most dangerous cup of coffee. It's made it in the UK, so it's the most dangerous cup of coffee in the UK.
It seems like a lawsuit ready to happen.
Well, you remember the lemonade at Panera?
Yeah.
Oh,
they have a lemonade. Yeah. You just drink your lemonade, but it's a caffeinated lemonade, and it actually has taken a few people's lives. Like they had like a heart incident after because they didn't realize it had so much caffeine in it. So I guess that's a lot of caffeine, right? A lot of caffeine in that thing.
You don't need any more caffeine. That's why we put him on decaf.
They got me decaf today.
You can't tell the difference. You're fine.
I will tell you this. Because I even sipped it and said, this is really good. And then you guys told me it was decaf. And I honestly couldn't taste the difference. So that's probably better for all of us.
Oh, it is. Trust me, it is.
Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Linda Delamarger. And I'm sorry for calling you and interrupting you. But I just had to tell you real quick. I moved here from Florida, and I want to tell you, I'm in the Word every single day because of your team. And I want to tell you that when you're not on, I just totally feel kind of like lost. I've never felt like this about anything, and I just had to let you know what y'all mean to me and the comedic banter and your Word. I tell you, if I ever get a chance to meet you in my lifetime, I would really. And I am from Louisville, Kentucky. But I was just,
kind of convicted that I had to tell you that this morning.
Well, if I had more people that called to bother me like you do, my life would be fantastic.
God bless you guys and keep it going. And I got to keep my radio on 24 hours a day.
I love that, man. How nice is that of her? I love that she took the time to, something's made a difference in her life and she wanted to share like a heartfelt thank you. That's awesome. But you know what? That's what happens every day at Way FM, because God uses this thing to meet people where they're at and to introduce them to Christ, or sometimes reconnect them with their faith, or sometimes to keep them company. It's like-minded fellow believers having a little bit of fun too and goofing around, and it's clean entertainment. And so she loves it and is part of it, and you can be part of it as well. And right now, as we're getting ready to come into our support drive, getting a head start on this thing could be huge. We've had some people put up $20,000 in the form of a bonus there, looking for people to join them. Just 100 people to say, you know what? I like this too. I'm as passionate about this as Linda is. I'm not going to be the only one that's not doing anything to help out and getting in, you know, and it's really cool. You could do that right now.
Yeah, doing your best monthly gift when you text GIVE, G-I-V-E, GIVE to 91979, and we'll send you a link. That's GIVE to 91979. If you'd also like to go to wayfm.com, you can give there as well. It's just whatever you prefer.
Getting a head start going into these events is a super big deal, and so your monthly gift right now could turn into $20,000. It's hard to believe, like $20 a month or $40 a month could be worth $20,000. That's the way that these matches work. And if you'd like to help out, again, like Betty said, give to 91979. Just text that or wayfm.com/donate. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And you've probably seen the trend of Stanley Cups. You see parodies all over social media of guys like making a giant trash can look like a Stanley Cup.
It's
and
ridiculous.
Putting like a giant tube in there for a straw.
Yes.
And imitating their wife leaving for work with this thing. It is nuts, like these Stanley Cups. It's crazy. And so there's even plush toys of a Stanley mug so that little kids can enjoy it.
No way.
I'm not making this up. Like, it's gone crazy. There are people fighting in Target over the Valentine's Day one. Adults, adult women pulling hair over Stanley Cups. I don't get it.
And people that are going to jail for shoplifting.
Yes.
As well. Like, they are willing to face criminal charges.
Yeah.
To get one of these cups.
I saw that story. There's a lady, she had like $2,000 worth of these cups in her car and got caught. Why? I don't understand. And so we like to do this. Like, when we're not sure about something, we love science. And even if it's imperfect and flawed, we like you to give us your best hypothesis, your theory. My theory is, okay, what is your theory as to why these Stanley Cups might be so popular? Like, I have a theory as well, but I want to hold on to mine until I hear yours first, okay? Because who knows? You might have the same theory that I have. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Simple question. What is your theory as to why these Stanley Cups, specifically the Stanley Cups, because there are a bunch of tumblers, everyone's had them, but why the Stanley Cups are so popular? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Why do you think, what is your theory that these Stanley Cups are so popular, Crystal?
It's got to be some, like, mob sheep mentality. Like, they've even done proven studies. If you're in a room full of people and three people stand up, more people are likely to stand up. And if people sit down, they'll follow the flow. So they've got to be, like, following this weird, trendy flow right now.
So you're thinking that social media, like, influencers kind of, like, post about this stuff, and then people just jump on that bandwagon?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good theory.
Now, Crystal, I got to ask, woman to woman,
yeah.
Have you fallen for this following the herd mentality?
I have not. I can go to Walmart, Target, and buy something that is equal to for a much lower price.
There you go. Okay, so I love that. I don't know why they're so popular, but this is a great theory. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan, you're up. What is your theory as to why the Stanley Cups are so popular?
Well, so I have a few.
A few,
and,
you say?
I do. And it's because it keeps the ice cold for longer, and it fits in your cup holders in your car. So I feel like the craze is, like, worth it. But, like, stealing them, I'm not sure.
Jordan, I would like to point out that there are many tumblers outside of the Stanley brand that will fit your cup holder. And two, I saw a video where they used a thermometer to see how well it does with keeping your drinks cold. And they actually realized that there are other brands that are better than Stanley. And they don't leak as bad as Stanley.
I don't know. I think it could be because, like, you could say, like, the popular people, like, have them and they, like, support the brand and everything.
Yeah.
So.
We're very brand conscious. We like to have a good brand. And if you look at Yeti, Yeti was super popular, but Yeti was unattainable for most people. And my theory is that Stanley replaced that. It became the everyman's bougie. And so you were able to buy what was a good mug, but you didn't have to spend $300 for it.
The poor man's Yeti.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's how they should have marketed it. What is your theory?
My theory is it is a company that has been around many years. My daddy took one to work for 45 years. Everybody has seen their fathers and grandfathers use this product. It's a good product.
And now they're in pretty pastel pink colors, so it's accessible to women.
Exactly.
You know, my dad, to come to think of it, my dad had a Stanley thermos. And in his whole lifetime, because he was a construction worker, I only saw him with two of them. He had two thermoses that lasted his entire 50-year career. Wow. Plus in construction work.
My dad still has his.
So that means we're going to see a lot of grandmas with their Stanleys walking around.
Yeah, probably
they got
so.
From the 2000s.
Yeah. Is it an American company, I think, Stanley?
Yes.
Oh, good. See, maybe that's why, too. A little bit of patriotism. I love it. Well, Tammy, that's a great theory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Betty Lou, you have what looks like a Stanley cup, but it's an off-brand. What make is that one?
I'm having a hard time seeing it.
It's on the bottom. Turn it upside down.
No! Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Attention, please. Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me. Except for the mansions, tigers, and sequins. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
If you didn't catch the 2024 Grammys, no worries, because I've got everything you need to know. With no surprise, America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift, won her 13th Grammy, blah, 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 blah. Her acceptance speech was an opportunity to plug her newest album.
I did see that, and she's like there's an amount of fakeness to it. So you're like, okay, it's my fans, and I've been keeping something from you for 2 years, fans. And I was like, what is it? My new album's thank you, Taylor, for giving us a new album. It's so just, ugh.
I agree. But others, given the same opportunity accepting Grammys, took their acceptance speech time to do other things, like rapper Jay-Z. After accepting the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, he wanted to point out the inequality he felt the Academy showed using his wife, Beyoncé, who was sitting in the front seat as his example.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work.
Oh, wow. Okay. Doesn't that harken back?
Right, to 2009's VMAs when Taylor Swift was thanking everyone for Best Female Video and Kanye interrupts her.
No, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Of all time? Like, what is the stranglehold Beyonce holds on these people? Like, is it that big of an injustice that she's already a bazillionaire? And, like, I guess this award means something to her.
I mean, she is a big deal. And I guess a lot of people in her field are thinking that she doesn't get recognized for how much she does.
I guess.
I'm not sure.
She's all right.
Jay-Z wasn't the only artist to take up his time on stage to diss others. Miley Cyrus did that as well, but in a more candid way. I can buy myself flowers. So while accepting Record of the Year, she thanked multiple people, both personally and professionally. That's great. But she didn't thank her own dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, if you dig into it, supposedly Miley and Billy are in the middle of a feud, a family feud, and it started when Miley didn't agree with how Billy had been handling the split up between him and Miley's mom, Trish.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes kids get caught in the middle of that, and whether you're a celebrity or not, it's still your parents, and it still hurts, you know, and so you get bruised. And did she take that out on him, you know,
I
in the
so.
Awards? Yeah,
because she did say at the end, she said something to the effect of, did I forget anyone?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Even worse.
That's tough.
Wow, that's a direct hit. Holy moly.
Yeah, it got a little ugly.
Yeah, so she's still, next comes, she's going to dye her hair blue. I promise you. Daddy issues, blue
well,
hair.
The good thing is that Taylor Swift is coming out with a new
album. I'm so happy. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I hate when I see a friend just wasting money and spending a bunch of money on something they don't even need. And that was the case the other day when Betty Rock was on Sephora, you know, spending all this money on something for whatever reason. No earthly idea why she would need any of these beauty products.
Yeah, if you didn't know, Sephora is a very popular makeup store.
And I'm like, it's pointless. Like, what do you need this for? And to spend that much money on it, you know?
You're very kind.
Thank you.
But you're just ridiculous because your face is like, do I get a good job sticker? Am I good? So recently I went on a shopping spree to Sephora, and it's shocking the amount of money they ask for women to pay for simple little products. I bought eight things. And keep in mind, all eight of these things could probably fit in a Ziploc bag. But how much do you think those eight items?
Can you give me an idea of some of the things you bought? Like, did you buy a face cream? Did you buy a blush?
Yes, I did. I bought some lip balm.
Okay.
I bought some finishing spray.
Is that to cement everything in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some loose powder, some base, some little things like that.
Okay.
But eight items that could fit in a Ziploc
bag. No concealer? No, I'm just kidding. I was doing
was
so
that
good.
Worth the joke?
Yeah, I was doing so good, but not now. All right, so how much did you spend on these eight items? Gavin, what do you think?
Well, I remember guessing and already knowing the number.
You know what?
He got it right on the money.
Okay, I don't remember.
Which is bad.
What would you guess? Eight items. You got a daughter. You got a wife.
Yeah, but they shop like budget. They shop budget places. Like Marty gets her makeup from Walmart, you know, or Target.
And sometimes I do too.
Yeah.
This was the day I was going to splurge.
Yeah, but you're single. You need, like, it's a good idea.
It is getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Why do you talk?
I don't
just
know.
Say a number.
I started off so good.
But
$90.
You know that you're being mean. $90,
yeah.
I wish. No, those eight items, this will shock you. $267.
No.
Yes, $267. I don't even know if I divided that by eight what that would come to.
And again, you don't need
a ridiculous amount.
Wow, that is crazy.
Like $30+ per item.
And it all fits in a makeup bag.
And
that,
and I remember asking this too. Like, how long will those eight items theoretically last you?
Around 3 months.
No.
I mean, that's $1,000 a year. If that's the kind of stuff you buy all the time.
I'm just saying, if you've got a girlfriend or a wife, you may want to look and see, you know, speak life into them as
that's
they're going
crazy.
Through those aisles. Because every aisle tells you, oh, you need this. Oh, you need that. Oh.
No, you don't need anything, girl. You're beautiful. Even if you're lying, it'll save you money. Like, that's worth it. So, okay. So, let's do this. Let's play a game. Betty Rock, you will be in charge here, and we'll have a guy call. I just want guys to play this game with us, because women already know this. Gavin and I were shocked by the amount of money. So, with that said, guys can play. You're going to give three items that you've spent money on, and guys have to guess how much each of those three items were. And we'll give you plus or minus, because we're not going to get it even close, probably. So, 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We have a prize waiting for you at the end of this if you can get two out of three right. So, again, only guys, 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Chris, welcome. Now, are you married or do you have a girlfriend?
I'm married.
You are married. Okay. So, do you have any idea how much your wife spends on makeup? Do you know the products at all?
I have no clue. I never go with her, but I guess she spends anywhere between $80 to $100 on stuff that she doesn't really need.
Exactly. Like, Betty Rock just spent, like, over $200 at Sephora, and she doesn't need any of these products. And
you just told me I needed concealer.
That's on one spot. Okay, so so anyway, we're going to play a little game here right now. And so all you have to do is Betty Rock is going to give you a product. You have to tell us how much it is. But Betty's going to give you plus or minus $5 so you can get in the ballpark here. And if you get 2 out of 3 right, you'll win a prize. So what is the first item up for bids here, Betty Rock?
All right, Chris, I'm giving you the first one that is foundation. If you don't know what foundation is, it's like a liquid primer almost. It kind of gets all your skin on your face one color. It's also promised to give a natural look, a radiant look, and a long-wearing look, meaning that you don't have to touch it up throughout the day. So, Chris, how much do you think that foundation costs?
Okay, so I would probably say that stuff probably runs between $16 to $18.
Okay, you want to go $18 on this one?
Yeah, let's go $18.
Okay, $18 for some foundation.
Okay. Well, giving you that leeway of plus or minus $5, you're still out of pocket. It's not even close. That foundation comes to $52.
No, no, no. No.
$52.
No way.
That is crazy. I'll get you some spray paint and and we'll make it match. Holy.
Yeah,
cow.
And that foundation tube is probably smaller than an iPhone.
No.
But it costs $52.
I don't know either, Chris. Oh, my goodness. And especially she doesn't need it. So what's the next item?
Okay, this one is Benefits Liquid Lip Blush Tint.
Oh, that sounds
nice. So instead of putting blush powder on your cheeks, this is a tint. So you would just put a little drop of red and then smooth it out.
Okay.
And it would create that hue of a sun-kissed look.
Okay, well, what do you think, Chris? How much did this sun-kissed look cost her?
I have no clue, but to me, if you're going to tint something, why not tint your windows?
Yeah, for these prices, you could. Okay, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say that probably cost her, what, maybe $50.
$50. So you got 55 or 45 is your range, Betty Rock?
Oh, Chris, you shot too high. It was only
$33. Oh, only $33. Wow.
So, I have no clue about this stuff, as you can tell.
So far, in two items, you're at $80-something. Glory. As guys, we can't even fathom this stuff. But we'll go play $200 for a driver, you know, for your golf game. So, I mean, it's just what you value, and I get that. But I think women are getting taken advantage of, quite honestly.
Oh, for sure. I know I am.
Good thing that I'm not a girl, because if I seen that stuff costing that much, I'd be saying, you know what, where's my oil at?
Yeah. Chris would be like, Lord made me this ugly. It's going to stay this way. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do in Support Drive is hear people's stories of why Way FM mattered to them or how God met them where they were at. And we're not in Support Drive yet. We're actually coming up on that. And we've already had some people that are super generous go, hey, we want to challenge other people to get involved with something that we believe in. And we're going to put up $20,000. And we're looking for 100 people to join us in this challenge, doing their best monthly gift, whether it's $20 a month, $40 a month, $100 a month, whatever you're good with and whatever you're comfortable with. If it matters to you, we'd ask that you consider giving now, because you're going to give us that head start going into the event coming up on Friday. And like, when you hear people share their story as to why they gave, it's pretty powerful. Like in the case of Kelly,
you prayed for my daughter when her and her dad were going through some things, and you guys have literally been there for years with me. You've shared my life with me.
That's crazy, man. Again, she's talking about prayer. You know, we have a prayer wall, and we pray for people. Other people pray for people, and it's this cool community. And she's like, you shared my life with you, you know? And so it's like we've, you know, been able to be there because other people have enabled that, you know, and you're an enabler, but in the best possible way, you know, when you support the ministry of Way FM, is you make a difference in people's lives, all the while still getting to use it for yourself. That's the best part about supporting the ministry, is it's something that's good for other people, but boy, you get to use it as well. And so we're coming up to support drive, and we want to make sure that we meet this challenge at $20,000, because that's a big shot in the arm going in, right, Rock?
Yeah, and if you could do your best gift, whatever that is, your best monthly gift, when you text the word give to 91979, we'll send you a link, and that'll take you to where you can give that best monthly gift. But you doing that changes lives for the better.
Absolutely. And so thank you for even considering this as we move into support drive and get that head start going. It does mean the world to us, and it does make a difference overall with the pacing of getting in. So if you're considering it, you heard this and didn't even know that, you know, we existed because of people like you and your generosity, thank you for considering it, or thank you for following through and doing that gift right now by texting GIVE to 91979.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and Yay Sports is where we let Gavin the sports guy get to talk about stuff, but not too facts and figury.
No, instead, I'm going to talk about SpongeBob.
Yay! Sports!
When people think of, let's say, the channel Nickelodeon, I'm sure the first thing that pops to mind, at least for me, is the show SpongeBob.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
And so, but how this ties into sports is about 20 years ago, there was this episode of SpongeBob where...
20 years ago?
A long time. The show feels like it's perfect for my age, because I feel like SpongeBob and I are about
the
same age.
It's been going that long.
And it's still
going.
But in this episode, all of his friends form a band to play a halftime show at something called the Bubble Bowl. And the band, you know, the episode culminates with them singing this song on stage called Sweet Victory. And it's a classic by, it's like Bob Kolick and David Glenn Isley. And this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, classic.
And so this song has become an instant classic of an episode. And so what's really interesting is that this Super Bowl, this upcoming Super Bowl, is being broadcast on Nickelodeon.
See, this is fascinating because the rights to broadcast the Super Bowl are millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, it's a big deal to have this. And the fact that they're going to air it on Nickelodeon is fascinating.
It's interesting because they've done other playoff games in the past, and on the field they have these graphics where you see slime and you see other Nickelodeon relics just kind of going on in the game. It's really interesting. But then what's interesting is that, you know, based on SpongeBob performing that halftime show at a Bubble Bowl at an old episode, they're actually recreating that scene where they actually perform that song for the halftime show on Nickelodeon.
Instead of Usher. That's probably a good idea. That's probably a real good idea.
For Nickelodeon
actually.
Audiences, if you're watching the Super Bowl with your kids and you kind of want to watch the sports, but your kids kind of want to be entertained at the same time, it's a perfect combination.
I actually like this idea. I think that is good, you know, especially because you expect it to be a little more kid-friendly. It's probably not going to be a lot of Budweiser commercials,
you know,
and stuff. So you're hoping, you know, and so that's a great adaptation of the Super Bowl for them. Betty Rock has already been to more football parties than I have this year.
Like, have I really?
Yeah, you have, literally.
And, yay, sports!
I know, that's exactly it.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.